person got me to my Epstein. You set me up. That's you set me up there, man. You set me up. That's I'm there. I'm there looking at Epstein.
On his heart.
Yeah. Epstein and aliens.
You set me up.
You're a mess.
Sex trafficking and aliens.
You're a mess.
I'm gonna draw for like a fake gun.
They're gonna shoot. Oh, you're gonna move like a terrorist.
Yeah, because you don't like when you do that, then they shoot. And then I'll be gone.
You're fucked. So you're gonna try.
I'm gonna get back.
You've even got nothing.
I'm gonna blam you. Blam you.
You're sick.
Yo, what's going on, people? And welcome back to the Coppo Show, formerly known as the Coppo Podcast. I'm Big Jordy George, and once again, I've got my two kids with me today that I'm currently babysitting. If you'd like to introduce yourself, kids.
I'm not your child. Els, aka Mr. Make It Happen.
Or if you're the one you'll come to see.
Yeah. So George, you're a bit tired today, so I think we should let them know that you're a little bit tired. Just so they're aware.
Well, we don't have to speak about that.
Just so they're aware. A little bit tired, we know what it's like.
Well, you know, nothing won't change with me. You know, I'll still be the same person.
Just keep the professionalism.
Yeah, you know.
They want to ask why you were sitting like that last week as well, by the way.
Yeah, that was mad, by the way. But the back of your fade was here.
Like, your head was on his lap.
Basically. No, whoa.
On the video.
Okay.
No, I don't know about that. Let's not do that.
So, you know what's happened here, you know, is... Maybe we might have to get office chairs.
What is it, too comfy?
Because clearly this whole lounge theme is not working. Yeah.
No,
yeah. So let's do this. Yeah. Let's get those desks. What those American students have.
With the little curve.
And you're walking through the side and you close it down and that's it.
Yeah, just
a real formal environment.
No. I'd rather not, you know.
Yeah, no office chairs as well. I sit in one long enough.
Exactly.
You didn't answer the question though. Why was you sitting there? That was all they wanted to know.
Look, so the one day I wanna relax and slouch.
Is it tiredness again?
I'm being ridiculed.
It was just a question.
That's just how I see it.
It was just a question.
Even like right now, this is madness. This is too formal for me.
That's formal.
This is a formal posture.
Well, it feels like an interview.
Yeah. Look at how Fionn's sitting.
No, but this is
arms crossed, ready for interrogation. How you sit? Talking with Marvy with mates.
Talking with his chest up.
Chest high, arms crossed.
Oh God, how you lot been anyway? Obviously, was at the wedding yesterday.
Great, mate.
Absolutely. How did you lot find that? Because I wanted to ask you lot. Because I said something to Jordan as soon as I come in, and Jordan was like, "Nah, I agree." We was talking about like I said, remember when we got in there? I was like, "Oh, this is a lot," because there was a lot of things going on at the time. And I was like, when it comes to like weddings and that, like, how did you lot find the Nigerian Yoruba celebration? How did you find it?
Fine.
Wait, what did I agree with first?
No, you just said there was a lot. There was a lot happening at once.
What's a lot?
Yeah. Like,
it was just loud, innit?
Talk us.
It was just loud. Like, you know, like, when you first come in there,
I don't remember having this conversation.
Oh, yeah. Maybe. But yeah, it was a lot. But I liked it because it's different. And I've been to a few Nigerian weddings now. And they know how to.
And most of your other friends Nigerian. Correct me if I'm wrong.
There's a mixture.
Colleagues Nigerian, isn't it?
Yeah, Yoruba. So they normally do it big with the lights, bottles, spraying money and that. But it's a vibe. How did you lot find it?
Yeah, I quite liked it too, man.
What did you lot like about it the most?
It's a good vibe. There's nothing like in particular. I thought, I can't wait for that to happen. It's like just enjoying myself.
I just liked the culture of it all. Like, I think, like, when I go to, like, weddings like that, I like, experience, like, the culture of it. Like, the
The outfits.
Yeah, like, the outfits.
What's the outfits called?
Stuff.
Does it have a name?
Don't use me as the correspondent for this.
Why not, though?
I don't know what it's called.
See, and this is
why you're fake.
See, exactly.
You're Ghanaian.
And earlier on, yeah, he was fighting with me. Yeah,
what was I fighting with you about?
I said that he don't want to be Ghanaian anymore.
No, you don't want to be Ghanaian anymore.
You don't want to be Ghanaian.
What's it called then? What's the outfit called?
I don't know. Just
when's the last time you had Ghanaian food?
Cloth. Yeah, no, not yesterday. That exactly. That was Nigerian food. Maybe like last month.
Last month?
Yeah, last month, yeah.
And what did you have? And don't say jollof.
Yeah.
That's not enough. Yeah, by itself?
Nah, I just had it with some chicken.
That's not enough.
Yeah. Had it with some chicken.
Like, you need to be... like embedded.
Yeah, you need to. You need to really lock in.
Thank you very much.
You need to lock in still.
Thank you very much.
Like you don't know. Like you don't know.
He doesn't represent.
What's the biggest city in Ghana?
Asking me questions I don't have the answer to.
Oh, you don't know that.
What's the Ghanaian prime minister called?
Accra.
This is bad.
Accra.
You don't know that for sure. If I Google it and it's wrong, then what?
Accra or Kumasi.
I'm not just going to say something and I don't
have
the answer.
I think it's Accra or Kumasi.
I can Google it and we can find out, but I don't know for sure, so I'm not just going to shout.
What is it? I feel like it's Accra or Kumasi. I think it's Accra. The capital.
What's Ghana's national dish?
I'm not answering you got silly questions. Kumasi is the, 3.8 million. But I weren't going to answer that without knowing for sure. Because I can ask you both questions about where you're from and you won't have all the answers.
Try me.
Huh?
Yo, you do.
Try me.
Go on, Guyana.
Wait, Fermo, when's the last time you had Guyanese food?
Oh, we're doing it today. We're chatting the thing.
Last week.
What did you have?
What did you have?
Sort of fish and bakes.
Is that Guyanese?
Is that Guyanese or is that just is. Like...
No, it's not.
Just the Caribbean
that's,
thing.
That's Guyanese.
Because
I had bakes the other week.
That's Guyanese.
Because you eat...
And I had roti last week as well.
I'm doing my thing, bro.
When's the last time you had...
Is it Guyanese roti or is it the top of the road?
No. Grandma...
You're going top of the road because there's a roti shop on the top of the
road. Hand clapped by my grandma. That roti was personally... hand clapped by my grandma. Yeah.
Fair enough.
More Guyanese than that.
When's the last time you had powdered jam?
Is that Ghanaian?
No, it's not, but I don't really like that.
Fufu.
Is that Ghanaian?
I don't like...
It's like shito, I know shito.
Yeah, that's a sauce though.
What?
It's shito.
What's going on?
It's not shito.
It's shito.
Yeah. Shito. But it's just a sauce. I can't have that anyway. It's got...
Nuts?
No, like fish and stuff in it.
Okay. But,
I don't really...
So that's the reason.
Huh?
So...
I've had it before.
So you know nothing about Ghana.
My knowledge is minimal.
It's got a fish.
I'm not going to go back and forth with you lot. My knowledge is minimal.
Who's the president of Ghana? Oh, I'm allergic.
I've got a fish allergy. I don't know his name.
Yeah. My knowledge is minimal and I'm not going to...
What's the biggest city in Ghana? Oh.
I'm going to flare up.
I can't have nuts. what's this about?
And that's
ain't got a clue,
all
man.
I can do is be honest. I would love to learn more, but I don't know at the moment.
I think we should learn about our back home.
You're just fully Jamaican, isn't it?
Got a little bit of Cuban in me.
Fuck off, man, what are you talking about?
I can't get around where my granddad's from.
Fuck off.
No, you ain't got no Cuban.
You ain't got
no
Cuban. I do.
You're not Cuban. Let's be honest.
What are you talking about?
Bring me your granddad's birth certificate right now. Let me see where he was born.
It's Cuba, Havana.
Yeah, what?
That's the only place you know.
Huh?
That's the only place you know.
Because that's where he was born.
Nah, it worked.
In the capital. He was. I'm telling you.
Yeah, what?
When's the last time you went to Cuba?
I ain't been. The connection kind of went.
He can't go to Cuba. They rob him.
Shut your mouth.
They take him way up in the hills.
Shut your mouth.
And he'll never come back down again.
Just gone forever.
He'll be gone. And he'll be bleeding with them.
Would you ever go to Cuba?
You know what's bad? My mum went. She met a couple of my other cousins and that out there. But I want to go. But I wouldn't go there.
Was your granddad fully Cuban or that?
No, he was Cuban, but he moved to Jamaica. Because...
when he was one.
No.
And he's still holding on to it.
Not one.
He probably didn't even move there. He was probably conceived in Cuba, no. But born in Jamaica.
No. He lived in Cuba and then moved to Jamaica because Cuba was under communism back in the day. It's still kind of like that now, actually. It was worse back then, so they moved to Jamaica, it was nearby. And then that's when he met my grandma. and then after that they moved to England.
Got you.
There's a strong Cuban connection over there.
But there's not no strong Cuban connection.
The president of, anybody know his name? Yeah.
In fact, phone your Cuban cousin.
Yeah, no, no. Throw one.
Ah, no, it's okay.
Phone one of your Cuban cousins. Go on.
Okay.
Go on.
It's okay. Yeah. But no, I feel like we've all got things to learn. I feel like as a unit, we've all got things to learn.
What's the Jamaican national dish?
Ackee and saltfish. I know Jamaica very well.
Oh, yeah?
Ackee and saltfish. I'm very clued up when it comes to Jamaica.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Do you know the Prime Minister of Guyana?
Yeah. What's his name?
To be fair, he's a coolie guy. He looks coolie.
Yeah, I have to be careful with that term. That term could be seen as racist.
No, but I don't mean it in a racist way.
Good term.
Yeah, no, but I'm declaring what I mean now, Fionn.
Yeah, so he's of mixed.
Yeah, I don't mean it in a racist way, but he looks like he's mixed with like
Indian and black.
Yeah,
yeah. We'll bleep that out again. Just in case people get offended.
You sure that's your final answer?
Yeah, because in wait. Because in 2022, mm-hmm. when I went,
yep.
I remember seeing this guy in the airport. Now, there could have been a re-election, yeah, but last that I saw,
that was, could you get him up?
It was this.
Whoa, that man's not. Okay. That man's not.
How long has he been in power?
This is the man that you saw in the airport.
All right. Wait. This is no. What's coolest. That? No, but what's he called? Other one.
This is your country. You tell me, mate.
Yeah, come on.
Is this the man you saw in the airport?
No. It's the other one.
You're gonna pick every single man.
No.
This one.
No, down. Left.
Him.
Yeah, it was him. I saw him in the airport. That black man, he must have come into power recently. Can you check?
I'm not really in the mood to check. I think we can go on to
it. I think we've established we all need
we all got a lot of work to some do.
Yeah, well, some, you know, more than others. Yeah,
well, let's not play the blame game. We all clearly got stuff to learn.
You know what? Next episode, we all need to bring one fact about their country. I'll find something about Cuba. You need to...
I'll be honest, Fionn, they don't even want you. They don't even want you.
I'm not going to deny my view.
They don't even want you. They'll be watching this thinking, who's this puta? Who's this?
You're dumb.
Who's this black puta?
You're dumb.
But they don't want you, mum. They don't want you. They don't want you.
Anyway, kicking off with what we've been doing recently, I'm lacking the top three conversation. I've got another one for you lot, yeah? Because last time, I feel like we definitely had our differences, but I feel like this top three, I think we should get similar stuff.
Or like a definitive
list. So
we're always all over the place.
What would you say?
Okay, hold on a second.
Oh, God.
Can I?
Sorry. Go on.
See, Cuba is getting fucked up. All rise. Court is now in session.
Right, so what would you say are the top three chocolate bars in the UK?
I might have to leave this to you two, you know.
I've seen you eat chocolate else.
I promise you, you haven't seen me eat chocolate.
He has a nut allergy.
Like, I don't really...
We can have chocolate. Yeah,
I don't really
he has
chocolate.
A nut allergy. It's too risky.
It's not too risky. I just don't really eat chocolate. I just don't really eat it.
It's too high risk. It's high risk.
But one that I do eat, not even like Kit Kat. That's probably as far as
me.
Yeah.
See,
like,
that's me. You ain't got a clue. You can't get involved.
I don't really. Yeah.
That's basically
so
a biscuit.
Kit Kat.
That's a wafer biscuit.
Like, Kit Kat's like childish. If anyone goes to the shop and picks up a Kit Kat. The shopkeeper's like, yes!
Yes!
I've been holding on to them for years! All right, to kick things off for me, I'm going to say the one that you introduced me to, Jordan.
No.
And I couldn't believe it. Crispy Rolls.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
My.
Is that the white one you lot was going to the Russian shop for?
No. No, but it's similar to that, though.
But it's coated with chocolate.
Yeah. Yeah, it's made.
Is it Cadbury's?
Yeah, it's made by. It's like a spin-off of Milky Way.
Yeah, but it's Crispy Rolls. Whoa,
Crispy Rolls, mad, bro! You slap that in the fridge.
In the fridge. Jordan showed me about them. Mad. Crispy Rolls, crazy.
That's the maddest one. But they stopped making it again.
Well, it's gone again.
Yeah, but why they stopped they, it and then they like, put it back and stopped. Stuff like
that. They'll have one that's really popular and then just.
I don't know, but that, but yeah, that was that. Kinder Bueno, slap that in the fridge.
Kinder Bueno's elite.
Slappers.
Yeah, I wouldn't know, mate.
12.
Nah, that's a dead chocolate.
12 is a serious chocolate.
Well, you like Torben?
12.
That's 12. Just like a, isn't that?
No. 12.
Wait, what's 12? Get a picture of it, else.
Yeah.
12.
Yeah, it's a better flake. Like less mess and everything. Like,
it's like a flake,
but it's
got like. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a flake.
Yeah.
It's a flake.
No, it's not. Well, 30.
See, I wouldn't buy that. But you see, I think I like
Snickers.
No. But that's up there though.
No.
But Picnic.
Yeah, your burst.
Picnic's solid.
Your burst.
Picnic's good.
Your burst. And then you're going to say Bounty next, aren't you?
Love that one.
Yeah, you're done.
Bounty's up there. Don't you like Bounty?
Do you know what?
The one with coconut.
Yeah. Like,
Picnic's solid.
Like, you're picking all the chocolates, yeah, that are left behind.
What do you mean you left behind?
Like, well, like someone what comes mean? And takes all the good stuff.
Oh, the ones that are left.
Yeah.
No, that doesn't like an old people the... chocolate though.
No, how can I buy?
That looks.
How
like
can I buy
old
that?
People
yeah?
really enjoy that.
I bought that one time. Bought it into the office when guy was at. That's something that someone would get if they're picking up their son from swimming lessons or something. They said that's a proper mum chocolate.
Like you see that, yeah. If you're living in shared accommodation. You can leave that in the fridge and no one ain't gonna touch that. No one ain't gonna touch that. Like you're good. Like
that's nice, man.
Like you're proper.
I good. Like nuts and raisins. What? Nuts and raisins. Combination.
Yeah, you mad.
Fruit and nut.
There we go. It's game up.
Oh damn. So what would you say your top three is then?
Milky Way, Crispy Rolls, Kinder Bueno.
And 12.
I don't know if I put 12 up there. I'm putting the normal Milky Way in there.
Milky Way? That's dead. No. Milky Way is not a good chocolate.
Bro, that chocolate is
Milky
mad.
Way.
Milky Way is mad.
No, it's not.
Slap that in the fridge as well.
No. Maltesers better than that.
No.
I used to like Maltesers.
No.
Maltesers is a good chocolate.
But I feel like that's the same as a Kit Kat, though.
It's not. Nice.
And it got wafer in the middle.
No. But Maltesers is light. It's like a...
It's got... Oh, so you look like the brown balls in your mouth. That's why you get the Maltesers.
So what are you saying is your top?
All right, so I'm saying Crispy Rolls, Kinder Bueno, and I'll say, if I had to say what I'll definitely buy, Yellow Pack M&M's.
Yellow Pack?
Yes!
Oh my God, no, Blue Pack M&M's.
You have to pick. Yellow Pack M&M's are elite. They are.
Yeah. See, I don't like chocolates with nuts in them.
I don't mind.
Like peanuts and that. I don't really like that.
So you like the creamy stuff inside.
What's going on here?
What in the backside? Listen, I just like the nice you're the nice freak. Like the nice chocolate. Like
you're
like
actually the, a freak.
You feel?
Yeah.
Freak of the week, you know. Yeah, man. Yeah. For me, I can't pick my top three, but it's definitely Crispy Rolls, Kinder Bueno, and then it's out of Milky Way or Blue Pack M&M's.
Cool. You lot, let us know in the comments.
Then, if it's a top five, Lion Bar.
You've gone downhill. You're going down. You might as well Mars Bar next.
No.
You might as well say Mars Bar next.
No. Lion Bar is no, like, that's serious.
Nah, man. Lion Bar is like a off-key Snickers.
Are you still on the Frazzlers?
No, I came off that.
Oh, okay.
Thank God. The road was getting dark. getting dark and lonely. It's just getting really
dark. But I have to cap his answers.
No, like, no, but the thing is, it was him.
No, what?
He was enabling it.
Yeah, every time I'll go to the shop, even without even asking, I'd pick up 3 packs of Frazzers.
What, for you as well?
I'll just throw it to Jordan. Oh,
that's down. Bad, man.
And he would just smile and go, but he knows he shouldn't be eating it.
I remember one time I got on the tube and I went to the shop. I think I bought 2 packets.
Frazzers?
Yeah.
That was on the way here, innit?
Yeah, I'm having it on the tube. I'm like,
that's crazy.
Done.
Like a madman. Eating Frazzers on the tube.
That's really, really mad.
Anyway, else?
I've been watching a documentary. It's Vince McMahon.
Oh, yeah. I watched that. I watched it. Have you watched it, Jordan?
No, but my barber was the other day. Still, he told me to watch it.
It's a serious, serious documentary.
Probably takes you back to childhood days.
Yeah.
Wrestling.
So I didn't realise, because we were so young watching it, I didn't realise like, all the different factions.
Errors and stuff.
And all the different errors and stuff. I just remember like certain wrestlers. But off the back of that, who are you lot's top 3 wrestlers of all time?
Yeah, I had the same chat with my barber.
Yeah. I spoke about it on the other pod I went into.
Rey Mysterio.
That's a dead choice.
Nah, 100%.
Top 3!
Yes, bro, yes.
Rey Mysterio.
Rey Mysterio.
Wait. Right, why?
Because he's just entertaining and he's just like, he just gave it everything. Like he fought for what he was short.
That's why I thought, no,
yes,
what his height.
He defied the odds of his height.
I can do that.
Yes, he did. Because he's short and he fought. And to be fair, you being Cuban,
he's Mexican.
Yeah, but
Mysterio,
it's still Latino.
I'm
not gonna involve.
Yeah, no, I'm not getting involved.
It's muddy waters.
So what, you're Rey Mysterio's top 3 wrestlers of all time?
100%. 5'5". What was his special move? What was it again?
619.
Yeah,
100%. That is peak athleticism.
That was a dead. Special.
Like, you know, so mad. Like that's actually peak athleticism. That is madness. Like, you're jumping through the ring, going out, coming back through, back flipping.
Mashing up, man. Everyone's taller. He's mashing up everybody.
Everyone.
It's not real.
No, bro, I don't care.
So you're saying Rey Mysterio?
No, he's up there. He's up.
Top three. So you're both putting Rey Mysterio in top 3.
Rey Mysterio.
Yeah, without a doubt. And then The Undertaker.
Yeah, I'm with that as well.
And because he used to scare me.
So
like when that music came on, I thought, oh my god, even I might be done here.
So Undertaker, Rey Mysterio. I'm be honest, these ain't top 3.
I feel like my last one might be different from his. So.
I know who it should be, but if it's not,
what's yours?
Kane?
Yeah, no, I fucked
you. Done.
Either him or Sting?
No.
Sting?
Yeah, no, Sting, no, he's a bad
man. No, because Kane was the Undertaker's brother.
Yeah.
And the Undertaker was better.
I just fucked with him.
You fucked with Kane?
Yeah.
Nah. Yeah. When Kane took off his mask
that time. I can't really say it, but that was an experience, yeah.
Yeah, he was burst. And then my third one might be maybe for quality. Kofi Kingston.
Oh, you're gonna say Booker T.
He was a Ghanaian man. He's Ghanaian to be Jamaican.
He fucked.
He used to get punched up, you know.
He's fucked.
He just used to do the exhibition matches. He was never in a title fight.
Like, he never had a big fight.
He's fucked.
No, he could never headline WrestleMania.
Nah.
No, not him. No. I'm playing probably
undercard, the beginning.
Maybe Sean Storm.
Sean Storm? Oh. That's Cartel's bona fide Gaza. Sean Storm.
Sean Storm.
No, you're napping. You are napping. Sean Storm.
No.
That's Gaza Nation. That's a different. You're talking about something different. As a wrestler. Yeah, he's gone. He's napping. Shawn Michaels. Nah, I'm surprised you ain't mentioned the GOATs.
Like Triple H and all that?
No. The Rock. Stone Cold.
I like Stone Cold.
But John Cena.
Yeah, but they're not like entertaining. Like, they're not entertaining.
For me, yeah, it was just their script was always written. Everything always goes well for them. Bro. There's no like.
What, so you look like adversity?
Yeah, man, there's no like.
And Rey Mysterio and The Undertaker, like they put time and effort into
to their character.
Yeah.
If you saw Undertaker on the high street,
I'll be worried.
But then if you see John Cena, John, hey, can I have a picture?
I get what you mean.
It's too easy.
So you're saying.
And their music's dead. Like, John Cena.
Stone Cold's music was good.
Yeah, Stone Cold was
good. It had an impact.
Yeah. But The Undertaker, bro, like, you're just chilling.
And when you the lights go black, you know, like, it's a serious, serious thing.
Yeah, fair enough. So you're saying Rey Mysterio, Kane, and Undertaker.
Yeah, but Kane and Sting are like, they're like, level. Same level for me.
And then you're saying Rey Mysterio.
Undertaker
and Sean Storm.
And Sean Storm.
You're dumb. Yeah, fair enough.
Yeah, who's yours?
The Rock, Stone Cold, and I would have to say John Cena. Because those three changed the game, I think. I think they're the faces of wrestling.
Yeah, they are.
Over the last 20 years. Hulk Hogan was before them, man.
I don't want to hear about him.
but Hulk Hogan was before.
Yeah,
he's still a goat of wrestling, though.
I don't care. That man's racist.
There you go, George.
You see, yeah. If you could have a documentary, yeah, like be like about commissioned like tomorrow,
mm-hmm.
yeah, on whatever, like you understand like all the facts of it, like everything, like you're like it proper educates you on everything,
and it could be like anything,
Any topic, yeah. Which topic would you choose?
Ooh, that's a good question, you know. Yeah. Documentary of my choice about something I want to learn about.
Yeah.
I got two. Can I give two answers? I really, really want to know about Epstein. What happened? In detail.
Treading on.
Why?
No, but go on, carry on.
Wait. Why would I not want to know about Epstein? That's a big case.
No, I understand that, but why would you like more information?
Because I feel like there's more to it than what we know. And when he died, the information died with him, unfortunately.
The way he died was a bit bookie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like this is a conspiracy of me kicking in, but I feel like someone took him out.
I do believe that.
Yeah. But I feel like they took him out because there's more.
So you got one chance, like, to know about anything, yeah? So,
okay.
So the BBC, yeah, have come to you and they've said, look, Fionn, we've got unlimited budget, yeah? Pick any topic you want and we will go into depth.
Okay. Yeah,
to find all the facts of everything, yeah? It's a 100-episode documentary. And you're picking my man.
I didn't know it was that much episodes. That's a lot of episodes. No,
but so that's why you picked him.
No, but I thought it was going to be a little short for 100 eps now.
Yeah. A little docu-series.
All right. Alien sightings.
Get this man out.
No, I can't diss him. No!
Wait. Over the years, there's been enough people that have come out and said they've seen things. There's even been reports come out saying that the US official people saw a UFO. They picked it up in the radar. So I feel like there's something out there.
I'm with you. I would like to learn.
Yeah, if you're going to give me an unlimited budget and you're going to tell me everything what's happened, there's more than what we know. Alien sightings. So you can't be disappointed with my choice.
No, what
are you picking us?
And it's like everything.
And I'll know the facts of everything.
Like the facts of everything.
Yeah, I'd say alien sightings or, yeah.
As morbid as it sounds, probably slavery. I feel like there's things that I missed out. Like along
we know
the way.
Enough.
No, I feel like there's more like parts to stories, things that I still haven't been published. I feel like there's more to it. Obviously, there's documentaries out there. I know it sounds mad morbid, but I just want to know how much and how far things have been taken.
See, so my one kind of, because mine would probably pass through that too, yeah. But I would like to know everything about like my family. Like everything. So like how this
that's
person
not fair.
Met
you've
that
had
person.
Time to think about this.
No, I swear not.
You've had
bro,
time to think
bro,
about
bro,
this.
Bro, but how everybody met this person.
Got me to my Epstein. You set me up.
That's
you set me up there, man. You set me up.
That's
I'm there. I'm there looking at Epstein.
On his heart. Yeah.
Epstein and aliens.
You set me up.
You're a mess.
Sex trafficking and aliens.
You're a mess. Sex trafficking, yeah.
And aliens.
And American US military people.
By
the UFOs.
Set me up, boy.
No.
Oh,
set me up. But mine literally like to go way back like over hundreds of years and just find out
like the Davis family where it started.
Yeah,
that would be good. Yeah, I feel like most heritage. People would love to know that.
Work out like how you ended up is kind of mad.
Yeah.
If you go back and back.
Yeah. Because to be fair, like we could have started off in Japan.
You reckon?
Maybe.
It's a possibility.
Japan.
It's, like, as stupid as it sounds, it's a possibility.
Have you lot done your trees, like family trees?
No, I don't want to confirm anything.
Yeah, no. If you ring me, then we're family. Other than that, I don't
care. I don't want to confirm anything.
Yeah, man.
No, fair enough.
5% Scottish.
No, that.
I think I'm done. I ain't trying to
hear that. Yeah. Well, I think it's time for Ears to the Streets. News, also.
Ben, if you cue the music. And we're back. Ear to the Streets news. Man 57 accidentally stabbed himself to death trying to separate two frozen burgers with a knife.
What?
Yeah.
Do you have the story?
It's literally just off the Daily Mail.
Okay, well, I think the most important thing to do here is to say, you know, rest in peace.
Yes, rest
Wait,
in peace.
Wait, so he
rest
stabbed himself to death?
To death.
How
Tried
hard?
Tried to separate two frozen burgers.
What? How?
I feel like you could go.
No, but
yeah,
100%.
I'm not 100%, bro.
Yeah, if you're capable of that.
Yeah, 100%. You're very capable.
100%.
Lunchtime. We get back to from work. And they're frozen.
Separate the chicken dimples.
I just bang it on the side. Boy, you know, in the bag, I'm just smashing against the side.
Yeah.
Left the entire book to his, book to his belly first.
Got to fight in the prison yard.
And then when they're in prison, and they just have bare books and magazines around them. That's what Phil's got to do before he cooks.
That is so fucked up.
He books his chest.
That's actually fucked up.
No, that's sad though.
Yeah, no.
Passed away.
Yeah, he passed away. Like,
what? How big was the knife?
I don't know, but I'd be pissed if I went out like that. I'll be honest with you.
Yeah. Damn, that's awful. What's this?
Next piece of news: men caught with 350 kilos of cocaine attempt to swim free from the police.
Okay.
Oh, I'm not even logged into our Twitter, but basically. They was caught on the lake, but they just started diving off the side of the boat.
Yeah, but Is that border force? Is that border force?
I don't know if it's border force or...
No, it said border force on their jackets. We've got to put the video up for them.
Yeah, but that is a high speed. I don't know if I dive off though, because I don't know how... You know, have you ever swum in clothes?
Yeah.
It's mad. Have you?
Why?
It's mad.
Wait, why?
No, but not like that.
Wait, why? If a man's swimming in jeans, you're having a man. No, why? Oh, well, that's a big story. Why are you swimming in jeans?
No, do you know what? I lied.
Yes.
But
swimming in jeans is crazy.
I'll be honest. Look, I've been caught with 350 kilos of coke. I'm looking at what, 15 to life?
Longer.
You're not seeing the light of day.
Longer. That much amount.
And you're not going to an English prison, you're going to wherever,
wherever that is.
Okay, well then there's only one way out then.
Oh, no. You continue with the news.
And that's in the...
No, else.
And that's in that ocean there and then straight to the bottom.
Wait, would you jump off the boat or would you stay on?
I know I'd panic. I'd be like, I'm so sorry.
Yeah, just bring your hands up.
Hands up, yes!
It's either that, or I'm gonna draw for like a fake gun.
They're gonna shoot.
Oh, you're gonna move like a terrorist.
Yeah, because you know, like when you do that, then they shoot. And then I'll be gone.
You're fucked. So you're gonna try.
I'm gonna get back.
You've even got nothing.
I'm gonna blam you. Blam you.
You're sick. Jordan, you're not well. You know?
As soon as I see the red dots. Yeah, I'll make sure that the red dots are in all the right places.
You're
sick, man. And then I'm just
gonna. You're just, dumb.
You're dumb. Sick, man.
You're not well.
I'm not going to jail in Colombia. I'll be finished.
Yeah, no. As a black man,
I'll be a send up.
Yeah. As a black man, you can't go to them kind of jails.
Yeah, you can't.
Because it's not even a proper prison. It's just a town.
Yeah, it's a town.
And it just has guns pointing at you like that.
And it's run by them.
By the prisoners.
You're not gonna thrive.
You're not gonna thrive.
As a black man as well.
Whatsoever.
Yeah, you're not gonna make it out.
Wow.
Any more news for ourselves?
Yeah.
What's this?
Jogger left bloodied, dazed, and crying after getting mauled by a gang of otters.
Otters?
Yeah.
What? An otter?
See them there?
Are they chasing him?
Yeah, I think they're chasing him.
Oh.
Yeah, they got her.
Oh, so a woman?
Yeah.
What? The otters just went mad?
They just went sick on her.
What country is this?
It doesn't actually say.
It does. Wait,
what does that say? Purdon Park? I don't even know where that is.
Tanjung.
Yeah, I don't know where that is. But yeah, they got her.
That looks like Philippines or something.
Yeah, wherever they are. I don't
what, the otters just went mental?
Yeah, they just went sick.
Oh, no.
It doesn't have
the I didn't know otters were dangerous.
I didn't know otters were dangerous.
I just start stamping on them.
But there's only so many you can stamp on.
Yeah, what if there's bear otters, like, and they're just moving mad and they're biting.
No, but I'll move mad.
How?
Just like.
You can't.
Oh, wait, I've got a question for you lot, yeah? What is the biggest mammal you lot reckon you could knock out with a punch?
Right.
No, do you know what? Like lately I've been watching like wildlife shows, yeah? And I've come to realize that a lot of these animals are strong. Yeah, like they're strong. Very strong, you know? Yeah. Yeah. Like, you know, like a lion can carry a zebra with his mouth.
Like a
crocodile can break a zebra's neck.
Yeah, with the twist. Yeah, of course. Yeah.
Like with one twist, or like one. But even those though. Things are strong. You know the those Komodo dragons.
Yeah, they're strong. Even a little like what's Pumba? What's Pumba?
Isn't that not a warthog?
Yeah, they're strong.
Is he a warthog?
They're strong. So that's what I'm saying. It's hard. Animals is hard.
No, like one mammal. Just choose one mammal.
That I can punch.
A dog. One dog. Punch.
You can't. Dog. Not even a dog.
Like a Rottweiler.
Not even that. What's the dog with the mush face and it can't breathe properly?
Frenchie. That's small.
Frenchie. Animals are strong,
you know?
That's
the biggest one you're going for.
That's the biggest one that I know I'm certainly going to win this.
What about you else?
Look, you go first.
I don't know.
Even a bear.
A duck or something. A duck or a chicken or something.
Yeah, no, I was going to go like a pigeon or like something.
A pigeon?
Yeah, a pigeon or a duck, like something.
Yeah, something with feathers.
Like a bear. Like, you know, like.
A bear?
A bear, you're you're done.
You can't fight a bear.
Yeah, I'm not going to swing. What's the point?
Fight a bear, it's game over.
But yeah, it's been Ear to the Streets news. We'll catch you again next week.
All right, cool. So today we're talking about the craziest places that we've ever slept. And I had to wake up and realize this is a madness. I've got a crazy story, but Els, I want you to start your stuff.
Mine was, when did we start uni?
You had a rough time in uni, didn't you?
This wasn't even my fault.
No, Els.
Yeah, it was actually my fault.
Did your family know what was going on in your uni?
I went to visit my brethren. This had nothing to do with me. For once, this was semi out of my control. But we went to, and as I told this story, they know exactly who they are. I went to go visit one of my brethren in uni. I think he had just moved there or just got the keys to his flat. Mm. So it was like loads of us that went, maybe like eight or nine of us, but there was two of them. One had his own accommodation,
yeah,
but he wasn't set to move until like further along, like down the line. So cool.
It was early moving.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We've got there, Southampton, uni, and everyone's like excited, rare, rare, rare. We've all, how long's the drive to South? I feel like you know. How long's the drive to Southampton?
From where? From London?
From London.
I mean,
it's not that mad.
Not like an hour and a half, maybe.
Yeah.
Is that it?
Yeah,
it's Southampton.
It's not, it weren't like, it weren't that mad to get there. Like, didn't
Southampton
take...
was far.
So we got there, parked up. He was like, oh, do you know what? It's still kind of early. Let's just step out. He said, I still need to get some things from my flat.
Mm.
But, like, let's just go out, go see what's going on. Because I think it was like around the time of freshers and that. We've gone, got something to eat. Then we found like a little bar. I wish I remembered the name of it. Went there. Bro, the man's having a blast.
Oh, it was a good time.
Yeah, and that was a really good time in there. Yeah, really, really good time. 1 hour turned into 2 hour. 2 hour turned into three. And you know, when the
you're
vibe,
out there, you, vibes you're going on the piss. It's a piss up now.
Yeah, the night's slowly coming to a close. And then he's like, oh, yeah, all right, cool. Let's all go back to mine. Cool, we got there. You remember the scene in Fresh Prince where his house got robbed and there was nothing? Like, absolutely nothing in...
I think so.
There's no sofa. There's no bed.
Yeah.
There's no chairs.
It's
there's
just
no
the walls. Standard.
It's literally just the walls.
The walls. And your thoughts.
Kitchen counter.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And the stove.
Yeah.
So I've got in there. It's maybe like, I kid you not, it's maybe like 2-3 o'clock in the morning.
I slept in the sink.
With a dish
top, you know, just like on his shoulder, he slept in the sink.
There weren't even a dishcloth. I promise you,
there was sponge and a sponge.
There weren't even a dishcloth.
Small.
But we, yeah. So when I've got in, I've realized. Wait, hang on.
What's happening?
What the fuck's happening here?
Yeah.
Like, where am I going to sleep kind of thing. I thought there would have been at least a sofa where man can, and I'm not on the soldier rhythm thing where you have to sleep up and
soldier rhythm
where you have to be alert for the whole night. But because I'm kind of burst as well, I've just sat down like in the corner leaning up against the wall kind of thing, and then I realised, oh shit, this is mad.
So you're just in a room,
bro. I'm in a room.
That's prison in Colombia.
That's prison in Colombia. It pretty much is.
It's prison in Colombia.
You have to ball up your jacket as a pillow. And then I woke up in the morning because I couldn't like sleep comfortably. I couldn't get comfortable. And it might have been like 6 a.m. in the morning. Then I see a man. I think his mum gave him food like to take with him. Like, you know, like how parents do when you move out.
Yeah. Your care package.
I see a man eating rice out of the bowl.
Oh no! With no cutlery,
bro. Like hand.
Oh
and
just, no!
And I said, right, let's go. Like, everyone, like, let's wrap this up. Man needs to go back to him because this is
easy. He's even like right for inviting
you back. Yeah,
bro.
Living like that.
No one ain't coming.
Bro, no one ain't coming.
Like, all right, guys.
Yeah,
I thought everything when he said I need to get a
hand with the keys. Yeah. I haven't got the keys. They haven't given me the keys.
But you know what? I've been kicked out.
I think
so. When he said I just need to get a few things in my head, I thought it might have been cutlery or like a few cups or something. This flat was unfurnished. There was,
he's wronged
nothing. Like,
he's misled you lot there.
Yeah, we had once everyone gathered their sleep and we had a big argument like the next day. So, bro, man, like, this is mental.
It makes sense why you went to that bar for so long. Shots for everyone. Trying to make you lot get drunk to the point you just crash out.
To be fair, I would have walked in and said, shit! I've been robbed!
Wait, you would
have... I had a fat L-shaped sofa right there.
My bed.
I had bean bags. Oh my God, they took my bed. And my spare beds. And my blow up beds. I would
have stealing a blow up bed.
No.
I would have lied.
But that might have been maybe the worst. And then I slept in, when I went Dominica, I went country. So have you been like, have you not been country in Jamaica? Like,
where? Yeah, it's not as rural over them sides.
Yeah, that was rough, but that probably still topped it.
Yeah, but you can't just sleep in the bare walls.
Yeah, nah, bro, it was mad. I said never again. I'm going to ask people questions like, what's the sleep? Or I'll just book myself a hotel.
I'll let you go next, because to be fair, I haven't slept anywhere mad because I can't sleep unless I'm comfortable. I can have a little nap.
But yeah.
But I can't, like...
You slept on the tube, so...
Yeah, but that's like in between...
Journeyman's business.
That's in between Stockwell and Victoria. Yeah,
it was in Walthamstow.
Just what I'm thinking of, there's quite a few times I've had like random sleeps, but one I remember which was really bad was there was a period of time where I was up in Wales. I was up in an area called Colwyn Bay. Don't ask me why I was up there, but I was up there.
Yeah. Colwyn Bay?
Colwyn Bay. I was up in north of Wales.
There's no Oxtail up there.
And I was staying with my friend's dad's friend.
Okay.
That makes sense. So I couldn't really say too much because it's not my people. It's like me going to your dad's or your dad's friend's house.
So you're trying to be respectful.
So I'm just keeping it calm.
Yeah.
And obviously, like, we was going to stay up there for like maybe like a week to 2 weeks. So I'm like, cool, like, I bought my bag. And I'm like, where's my bed kind of thing? And the guy's like, come. But you know when someone goes, before, you know that your bed's not... It's a bed.
Yeah.
So as I've gone to the back of the house, it's like this sofa, innit? But this sofa, I can tell, is occupied by the dog. I can tell it's by the dog. I'm like, this sofa doesn't look like it's...
Was it bare hair on it?
Bro. Oh, bro. No. Bro. And the thing is, yeah, he was like, oh, sorry about that. So he's dusting it off. And you know when it's just flying up?
Everywhere.
It's a party of hair. And the thing is, he had cushions, yeah? So obviously, when he left, I'm beating the sofa to the point where it's just the amount of hair that's coming off of it. I'm thinking, nah, man. I ended up sleeping on the floor because it was so hairy. It was literally in all the crevices.
Oh.
Like, and it was long dog hairs.
What kind
of
dog was it?
It was one of them, like, you know them fast dogs? What's the fast
greyhound?
Yeah, but it was greyhound, but mixed with something else that was kind of furry. So yeah, it was literally like, it was so, the dog's hairs were so long.
Did you see
long.
The dog?
Yeah, the dogs were there. The dog kept coming to the fucking room to sleep there. The dog was looking at me saying, oh, it's here again. Yeah. It's in my bed.
Who's this in my bed?
It's in my fucking bed. He's not even a dog. He's in the dog bed.
Show me your dog. Show me your dog.
He's in my dog bed.
Show me your dog.
And I'm sitting up against the dog bed like this.
Show me your dog. Go and get the lead.
I basically was sleeping in the dog's bed. Basically.
For 2 weeks.
No, but I wasn't sleeping on the bed. I just used to rest my head against it.
No, for 2 weeks. You're not.
Yeah. I was up there. You know, once you leave the end and you're in Colwyn Way, there's no going back. I had nowhere else to go.
That's rough.
It was rough, man. It was rough.
Beds.
Yeah, that trip there, that's one of the one time I can say my body started running down. Like, you know when the corner of your mouth starts to get bleed?
You know
in the splits?
That's happened to me in years.
No, because it's the condition. The condition.
It's cold. You must have been them.
The corners of my mouth are split, man. I was like, oh, it was sore. Everything was sore. It's horrible, man.
That's
horrible up there.
They've been back to Colwyn Bay.
Never again. Oh, yeah, that's mine.
All right. Well, yeah, in the comments, please, people, let us know who you feel had the worst sleeping experience. If it was Els in jail,
Colombian jail,
or if it was Fionn in the dog's bed.
Yeah, it was mad. So nasty. Yeah,
please let us know. Please keep on going with your engagement online as well.
Yeah, man, we love every comment.
Yeah, like. Please follow us on the socials, on the Twitter, on the Instagram, on the TikTok as well. And don't forget to comment and subscribe to the YouTube channel.
Yep.
Yeah.
I've been Jordy George. I'm going to get these two off home now.
You're so dumb.
I'm about
Yeah, that was funny.
Your tongue.
That was AK, Mr. Make It Happen.
Yes, your boy Fiona, the one you will come to see.
Till next time, people.
Peace.